All I know is when you hold me, are you thinking Rosalie, or is she in me? And all the rest, but baby, you're the best. We'll figure out. All I know is when we're sleeping, our friends they creep in, and all the rest. All I
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and this is the Astro Hour. How are you guys doing today? Oh, well, it's a little loud. Testing out some backtracks again. I'm always experimenting, trying to make this more professional, and failing completely every time. Today is Thursday, April 5th, says the calendar in front of me. Actually, the calendar says Wednesday the 4th, but I know it's not. Take that, calendar. Got some stuff lined up. It's not going to be as fun as last week, where all I did was play, or 2 weeks ago, where all I did was play straight Jack White the entire time. Fun for me, at least, because A, I love Jack White, and B, I hate working, you know, so I was just able to play an album all the way through, or honestly, I didn't. I still, like, curated all of that, but now I gotta find different pieces of music from people and put them in a playlist. It's so hard. It's so hard. But I got plenty lined up. Got some special guests later in the show. That should be fun. And I'm going to try to do some work. That's right. I have to do school work. And we'll see what happens. But I hope you enjoy the show. Maybe I'll have better things to talk about later. Let's get into some more music. Here we go. Pause for effect. And here we go.
When the stiff winds blow, the black don't ripple, and the party has special things to do. I met the ace of love. She took me to her plantation. With a love without separation. In the party of special things to do. She said, I want you to go to the party of special things to do. And when you're through, I'll be there waiting for you. Here, take these sparks so my distant cousins can get along with you. Watch out for the mirror, man, and elixir too. When I got to the party of special things to do, it wasn't hard to find Elixir Sue. I met all the cards, the wild cards, the one-eyed Jill, the Red Queen. She turned her head, you know what I mean? She turned it back and said, I got a brand new game I wanna lay on you.
Monday morning, you sure look fine. Friday, I got traveling on my mind. First you love me, then you fade away. I can't go on believing this way. I got nothing but love for you. Tell me what you really want to do. First you love me, then you get on.
Thank you. yeah. Oh yeah. Everything, everything, everything gonna be all right this morning. Oh yeah. Young boy, at the age of five, my mother said I'm gonna be the greatest man alive. But now I'm a man, way past 21. I want you to believe me, baby. I have lots of fun. I'm a man. Lovers, man. I'm a man. Yeah. I'm a rolling stone. I'm a man. Yeah. I'm a hoochie coochie man. Sitting on the outside. Just me and my mate. You know I made the moon, honey. Come up 2 hours late. Wasn't that a man? Yeah. Man. The lion I shoot and will never miss. When I make love to a woman, she can't resist. I think I go down to old Kansas too. I'm gonna bring back my second cousin, that's little John the Conqueror. Setting out that line, I can make love to your woman in 5 minutes time. Ain't that a man? Yeah. I spell him H-I-N. That rubber band, I'm grown.
And we're back without a backtrack because guess you forgot to line one up. You're just stuck with the beautiful sounds of my voice. Hold on one moment as I reach across the room. This is a great radio today. This is truly, truly fabulous. That was Muddy Waters with Manish Boy, obviously, if you didn't know that. I'm sorry. You must need some... You must live a sad life. Before that was Led Zeppelin with Boogie with Stew. The Beatles with I Should Have Known Better, my favorite song off Hard Day's Night. Fleetwood Mac with Monday Morning, and the White Stripes with Party of Special Things to Do. I said today would not be entirely Jack White. I did not say that there would be no Jack White here today at all. I'm also trying to find a PSA right now. Don't worry about this. Oh wait, I gotta find my favorite one. Here we go. The Museum of Science presents a mirror maze. The Museum of Science presents a mirror maze, Numbers in Nature, an interactive and immersive new traveling exhibit that exposes and explains the mathematical pattern. Wait, hold on one second. How long is it? Oh, okay, I know. This one's still accurate. I thought it had left for a minute, but don't worry about it. Forget this. Let's go back. An interactive and immersive new traveling exhibit that exposes and explains the mathematical patterns that surround us every day in the natural world, from the nested spirals of a sunflower's seeds to the ridges of a majestic mountain range to the layout of the universe. There are no commas in that sentence. There should really be commas in that sentence. Anyway, the 1,700-square-foot elaborate mirror maze includes an immersive theater, plenty of hands-on activities for the whole family, plus fun dead ends and a secret room hidden within. Throughout this interactive experience, you'll come to appreciate the beauty of our world through numbers. For more information about the Mirror Maze exhibit, which is included with exhibit hall admission, as well as everything else that's going on at the Museum of Science, check out the museum's website at mos.org. That's mos.org, or call 617-723-2500. This has been a public service message from the Museum of Science and your math and science-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That's me. You're listening to a radio show with a weirdly science-y name for no reason. Go see the Mirror Maze. I really want to go see the Mirror Maze. I totally forgot about it. Last time I thought about the Mirror Maze was 2 weeks ago at the last show. I really want to partake. I want to find that secret room, which I said this last week. Not sure if it's totally secret. Is it like a truly secret room, or is it like a quote secret room that like is hard for like the kids to find, kind of? I don't know, but I want to go love math again. I don't know if there was ever a time in my life where I loved math. There was probably a time where I thought I loved math because I was good at it and other people weren't, and that in and of itself is kind of satisfying. And I think I appreciate math as a discipline, but I don't know if I love math, right? So maybe the mirror maze will spark that love in me, and maybe it'll spark that love in you. So go check out the Mirror Maze. I love the Museum of Science. Although I do think some of their traveling exhibits are like a little... Like, I went to go see the Harry Potter one a few years ago, which is cool if you liked Harry Potter, but like, it was just Harry Potter, like, things. You know? There was no, like... When they did the Science of Star Wars one a few years ago, right? Like, there were, like, science-y things in there. The Harry Potter one, I mean, obviously... Although Star Wars is fantasy also. But regardless, the Harry Potter one was just kind of like, eh. It was just, you know, Harry Potter props and stuff, which is cool. I love it. But why is that the Museum of Science? I don't know. You want to go into some more music? I want to go into some more music. That's what I'm feeling today. I'm writing a paper proposal. This is fun. This is good. This is good music. I was feeling more... I hate when people describe my music taste as classic rock. I hate it personally because that sounds so limiting, but I was feeling a little more classic today when I made this. So here we go. We're going to continue with that. Hopefully. What's the next thing? Oh, of course. The next one is a song that was released last month. So here we go.
Bang, bang. Or did she make you cry, make you break down, shatter your illusions of love? And is it over now? Do you know how? Pick up the pieces and go
got nothing on this, baby. From the moment I saw you, you looked at me, that's all you had to do. I feel it now, I hope you feel it too. 'Cause you're sweet and lovely, girl.
And we're back. Where are my headphones? There we go. And we can finally talk now because I actually have people to talk to. I've got two very special guests. Jesse, as usual.
It's me.
And Jesse, would you like to introduce our other guest?
Please. All the way from San Diego, California, is the illustrious Mark Jeffrey Greenfield, who is my dad.
I was about to say, he is your... Is progenitor a parent? Is that the science word for a parent?
Sure.
I don't know.
I would say yes. Progenitor, do you want to say hi?
Did I progenerate you? Hey.
Half of your genes come from him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's great.
And all my pants.
That's lovely. How do you feel about being on the radio, Mr. Jesse's dad?
I'm very excited to be here with Jesse, and I'm loving this studio here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big New York Dolls fan, and its posters all over the place here.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. There are so many weird bands just posted around here. Although there are weirdly two New York Dolls ones. I never even noticed that.
Huh. One, two,
that's great. I'm a big Abraham Lincoln fan, and there's the graffiti of Abraham Lincoln there. So that's
crying.
What.
Oh, yeah. That's sad.
Yeah. Aww. I think they added the tears approximately a year and a half ago.
Whoa.
On November 9th.
Oh, that's really fair. They are red tears.
They are red. I don't know why they're red. I don't know why Abraham Lincoln would be crying blood.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really sad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm. Well.
Yeah.
Now I'm sad.
Oh, I'm sorry.
A lot of people in this wall are crying blood, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, Iron Man's crying blood. The troll is crying blood. This is great radio talking about things that people can see.
Yes. That's true. It's a very visual medium, radio.
Radio is.
Yeah.
Well, isn't it weird, though, like radio dramas existed, though, for the longest time? I've tried to like listen to them because I wanted to, once I got a radio show, I wanted to write a radio drama and perform it.
Want to do it right now?
Really? No. I can't improv.
Yeah,
the one time I tried to improv on the show, Mr. Jesse's dad, who is what I'm going to refer to you as this whole time.
I am.
My friend Charlie started the scene and I immediately responded with no.
The opposite of yes and.
No,
and
pause.
Cut and scene.
No, I feel like you'd be so good at it because you're like, it's like a support thing. It's like, okay, if you were like, oh my God, my glasses are flying off my face, I'd be like, oh my God, better go catch them. Just like, yeah, of course your glasses are flying off your face. That's totally the right thing that's happening. And you're doing it.
That sounds... See, that's lovely. I just would not have the ability to just cold say, my glasses are falling off my face. I feel like I'm good at reaction, sort of. Except for that one example with Charlie.
It's not like you script your conversations.
I script all of my conversations.
Even this one?
Yeah.
This
really
is all pre-recorded.
Don't look in this notebook.
It's all on book.
It's very scary. Very scary.
Yes. Can we take a quiz?
Yeah, of course we can. All right, let's BuzzFeed quiz this up. Here we go. Tell me if any of these sound interesting to you.
Okay.
Spend a day at Disney World and we'll tell you what two Disney ladies you're a combo of.
What else do you got?
They're so specific. Oh. Rate these Disney dads based on hotness and we'll guess your age.
Wait, we should probably do that because dads.
Because dads, of course. Can't not.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, so viewers at home, just quickly Google all of these characters. We've got King Triton, Ariel's dad.
You know, he has the big bushy beard, like the ripple.
He is muscular. He is Dorito-shaped, I believe is the term. You know, because triangular. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Little orange.
Yeah, little orange. All right, so where are we going to put the slider?
He's pretty hot.
I'm just going to say greater than average.
Yes.
There-ish?
Not too much.
More? Yeah. No? There? Okay. Good. We're at like a six out of 10, I'd say. We're like 7 out of 10, maybe. All right. Aladdin has a dad?
Wait. I definitely didn't think that Aladdin had a dad.
I'm
going to
say every person has a dad.
No, I guess in my brain I was just thinking the Sultan, like Jasmine's dad.
Is he from Aladdin 2?
He definitely is.
The direct-to-DVD video.
Because Aladdin is a street rat. He has no parents, no home.
He's an orphan. It's implied. Okay, what?
I don't know.
I actually kind of, just based on appearance, I'm kind of into it. I mean, yeah. His name is Kasim. All right,
we'll go with it. I just don't know who that is.
Okay, the Sultan.
I like the crisp white strips he has on his.
Yeah, yeah, he is. Yeah. He's got that distinguished, not quite a silver fox, right? But he's up there, right?
I describe the Sultan?
You, of course, can describe the Sultan.
So the Sultan is probably like 2 feet tall, mm-hmm. and his hat is also 2 feet tall, and he has the same mustache beard combo as Ariel's dad, mm-hmm. King Triton.
Yes.
There's also a little Yosemite Sam I'm picking up here.
Mm-hmm. I get that. His hands are comically small.
Yes.
Although I suppose in proportion to his head are actually kind of normal, but in proportion to his beard, just
large.
Vastly, vastly outnumbered by the beard.
And we don't do political humor here about like Trump's hands and...
No. We support the whole audience. We can't eliminate my many Trump-supporting listeners.
I'm just talking about the things I've heard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Understood. All right.
I think he's jovial. Would I say that he is hot?
He is jovial. Yeah, I would call him cute. Would I call him hot?
He's cute. I think we have to put him a little below the average.
Okay, wow, that's less generous than me. I was going to put him just a hair above.
No.
But a little below the average, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Who's next?
Hold on, one last thought on the Sultan. I'm interested. Isn't he kind of the exact same character as the king in Cinderella? The short, bumbling, like, despot who is... Or I guess he's the father of the prince in that one. But I don't know. It just seems like weird characterization to me. Why is that a thing? Maurice, Belle's dad.
The cartoon one, to clarify.
I'm sorry.
The one with the larger belly.
Yeah, who played Belle's dad in the live-action version? It was probably someone extremely handsome. I don't think they can cast people who aren't extremely handsome.
In live-action.
I'm going to say... I don't want to be mean to Belle's dad, but I'm going to put him at like a 25.
Yeah.
He's cute. I'm curious. Are his eyebrows brown?
But yeah.
Yes.
They look like shoes on his face.
Yeah, but his hair and mustache are gray, and his mustache is about the same size as his eyebrows if you put them together and put them upside down.
The way they made his chin is just like taking a huge head and neck formation and just making like a half circle.
Yeah, they just added a little, almost to the point where like you're like, is that his mouth or is that his chin?
It could be a sideways smile.
His Adam's apple?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I don't. Now I'm confused. It's kind of like when you say a word so many times that it just becomes a nonsense word.
Sure.
You know, when you look at like one line in a cartoon too much. I am interested by those eyebrows. Why are his eyebrows a different color than his hair?
They look like shoes.
The eyebrows?
Yeah.
They do. Okay,
now you're thinking of
it's messing me up.
Geppetto,
it gets bad.
Oh my gosh, we were just saying this, but Maurice Bell's dad in human form. Wow, I'm kind of feeling it.
Much better.
Yeah,
Not too much.
Yeah, I'm gonna say like a 6 or 7.
No,
I haven't put anyone at a 10 yet. No. I mean, this is interesting. Mufasa,
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10, Mufasa. I don't see reason. Is that James Earl Jones? Right.
No, it's a lion, Zach.
All right. Chief,
this is a cartoon character.
Chief
Powhatan.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Pocahontas's dad.
He always just looks so sad to me, which like is a little like, I don't know.
What is it about America portraying Native Americans as sad?
I mean,
it's better than, I guess, portraying them as happy.
Yeah, because given
that we keep taking their land.
I see the anguish, and
yeah. Yeah, he is bothered. I'm going to say...
Also, like, great cheekbones.
I'm gonna say like a six.
Yeah.
Or like a seven.
Ooh, there we go.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
He's getting more handsome the more you look at him.
Aurora's dad is. I don't understand him.
I think he looks not human.
I don't think his beard is physically attached to his face.
He looks a little rat-like.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna say not hot.
I'm gonna say worse than most than yes. any of the other ones. Wow, there are a lot of these. How many more?
Okay,
we got like four more.
Oh my god, five. That guy looks the same as the other guy.
Who's Prince Philip?